Good afternoon, everybody. Well, good morning, I guess, in South Dakota. Thanks for joining me. Let me begin by talking about something that we're doing legislatively, and then I'll kind of get into the issue of the day and open it up to your questions. But first off, yesterday I reintroduced the Fostering Independence Through Technology, or what we call the FIT Act, which would expand the use of telehealth remote monitoring technology under Medicare in rural and other underserved communities across the nation. It's a bipartisan, budget-neutral bill which would create a pilot program that provides incentives for home health agencies across the country to use home monitoring and communications technologies. It will allow seniors to stay in their homes longer by using non-invasive sensors to monitor their health and well-being in their homes by healthcare professionals, and would prevent premature relocations into nursing homes or other healthcare facilities. And as I'm sure all of you are aware, the cost of long-term care, whether it's assisted living or a nursing home, is staggering. And what remote monitoring would do is it's a type of telehealth technology, and I believe telehealth technology can bridge the distance between patients and providers and can help bring down the cost of healthcare. So it's, a piece of legislation that I've been associated with for some time, and this year I'm pleased to introduce it along with Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. And I hope that we can get some forward movement on it because, as I said, I think it not only provides greater access for people in rural areas, provides a high quality of health care, and allows them to stay in their homes and not be inconvenienced by having to travel places or relocate into some other facility, but in the end, I think has the potential as well to save dollars under Medicare, which is a critically important goal as well. The issue this week again in the Senate is the short-term continuing resolution we passed last week. It's going to expire, and at the end of next week, and we're just starting to debate H.R. 1, the continuing resolution that would take us through the end of this fiscal year, which is September the 30th. And remember, this is all because the Democrats last year did not even pass a budget, didn't pass a single appropriation bill. So what we're working on right now is unfinished business from last year. So in terms of where we are, House Republicans, as you know, have put forward a plan that includes about $60 billion in cuts. The Senate Democrats have offered up their alternative, which is $4.7 billion in cuts, or about one-twelfth the savings. And I believe that those two numbers show a fundamental difference in how to approach our growing debt in this country. We're going to have both of them voted on in the Senate around 3 o'clock today, but neither is expected to receive the necessary 60 votes to get adopted. And so then we'll, I guess, figure out how we get through the next couple of weeks and try and work on a longer term agreement. But I think the thing that's important to focus on is the fact that we have a debt of nearly $14.2 trillion. Just last month, we racked up a deficit of $223 billion, which is the largest single month total ever. So far this year, this fiscal year, which started October 1, we're running a $642 billion deficit, or what comes out to about $4.3 billion a day. And we're adding approximately $58,000 to our debt every single second this year. In fact, during this phone call today, we're going to add about $87 million to our debt. So these are more than just numbers, and until we get this on a sustainable spending level and get spending under control, we're not going to bounce back to where it was prior to the 22% growth that we've seen in spending just since 2008. And we have – there's a good, as I said before, body of research out there that suggests that every percentage point decrease in GDP, the president's economic advisors suggest, leads to a loss of a million jobs. And when we run debt like we've got today in this country at 90%, the gross debt, 90% of our entire economy, the studies suggest that that costs us about a percentage point every single year in economic growth. So you lose a million jobs, every year when you run these kinds of debts and have this kind of debt and run these kinds of deficits. And so I'm hoping that our Democrat colleagues will join us in finding ways to address this growing problem, because every time we pass a short-term continuing resolution, it gets harder and harder to pay for the full-year continuing resolution. And so I'm hoping that the Democrats will come forward with a meaningful proposal not a puny $4 billion reduction, which doesn't even equal. And that's what they want to cut. They want to cut $4.7 billion for the entire rest of the year when, as I mentioned earlier, we are our debt is growing by that amount every single day. And so I think that kind of puts things into perspective. And I would also add that part of this problem with all this, too, is that the Democrats, I don't think, know exactly how to proceed or what to do with this. House Republicans have put forward a proposal. But the president's been nowhere to be found on this. He's been completely missing in action. And solving big problems requires presidential leadership, whether it's taking on entitlement reform, whether it's taking on tax reform, whether it's taking on out-of-control federal spending and debt. We need the president engaged, and so far he just has, as I said, has been missing in action. So I hope that he'll engage. I hope the Senate Democrats will come forward with a meaningful proposal, and that we can get back on track in terms of trying to address what I think is the most serious problem facing this country. Not only in terms of what we do to the next generation and what happens if we have a debt crisis. But also what we're doing to our economy, because every time that we fail to address the spending and debt issue, we are costing our economy growth and jobs at the same time. So that's what's happening this week in the Senate, and probably what we're going to be focused on, I would guess, probably next week as well. But with that, I'd be happy to try and answer any questions anyone has.